This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Troops holed up in the last Ukrainian stronghold in the besieged port of Mariupol began evacuating on Monday, appearing to cede control of the once prosperous city to Russia after months of bombardment. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said 53 injured troops from the Azovstal steelworks were taken to a hospital in a Russian-controlled town to the east. Another 211 people were taken to an area controlled by Russian-backed separatists, the deputy defense minister said, adding all the evacuees will be subject to a potential prisoner exchange with Russia. Ukrainian troops said they held out for 82 days, buying time for the rest of Ukraine to battle Russian forces and secure Western arms needed to withstand Russia's assault. But the evacuation likely marks the end of the longest and bloodiest battle of the Ukraine war and a significant defeat for Ukraine. Hundreds of U.S. troops are returning to Somalia to better help government forces there deal with counterinsurgency operations against the Al-Shabaab insurgent group. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Defense Department spokesman John Kirby says American troops are being redeployed to Somalia, reversing a decision by the previous president, Donald Trump.
The decision to remove the persistent presence was done by the previous administration. This administration came in, wanted to revisit that. We did through a very deliberate policymaking process.
The redeployment decision was made, according to U.S. officials, after it became apparent that sending U.S. forces into Somalia on a periodic basis was inefficient and increasingly unsustainable. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com.